Hour number two of DVD here on 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick and Derek Mason here with you. Adam Vingan is doing some morning show duties as we spread the wealth. We spread the love across the 102.5 The Game galaxy as we are picking up the slack with the vacationing Jared Stillman. The things we do for Jared D. Mace, aren't we nice?
Yes.
Aren't we nice to that guy?
I mean, listen.
I mean, we pick up the slack. We bring in top-end talent to replace him in the afternoon.
Top-end talent. See, we had to...
We sacrifice one of our brothers.
Listen.
We move him
this
off.
This is what happens. And I'm messing with him. And I'm going to mess with him. Oh, I was thinking about this. And we have Hutt on, right?
Yeah, Hutt's on with us. Jonathan Hutt's going to join us in a sec here.
So this is what happened. When the golden child leaves and go, then everybody got to switch and do what they need to. Like, okay, you got to move over here. You got to go. Okay, you take this show. Because the golden boys, he's gone.
Yeah.
You know? When you do your show by yourself, man, when you leave, everybody else got to kind of maneuver what they're doing. So, but no, I'm just joking with Jared. But, yeah, we had to move around, and we did a good job at it.
Now, how did it go yesterday, David, with Kuharsky and Rex Road? Isn't that who was filming? No, it's today.
That's coming up today.
That's today.
Right after this show, we got Kuharsky and Rex Road.
So that could be interesting. Yeah. Those two are filling Jared's slot. We only can speculate on what will be discussed. But another guy who made a nice adjustment for us today with our different time slot is Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. I just totally blanked on the name of the show for just a second here. But Jonathan, thanks for coming on and thanks for sliding with us here.
Yeah, absolutely. And PK in the afternoon, he was coming in hot. He pissed off for greatness.
So you know this for sure. He's coming in hot.
Yeah, he's pissed off for greatness will be the slogan today of that show.
I can't wait.
I'm sure neither Joe nor Paul have any issue with anything Jared has said in the last week.
Nothing.
But and by the way, we all know that Stillman is listening to the station 24/7 on vacation.
Yeah, so he will be monitoring. Yes.
Hey, Jared.
It's like, dude, enjoy your vacation with your family, man. Turn the radio off, okay?
I don't know how that guy has Kill enough that. Time to pull the audio that he does.
Exactly.
I mean, it's incredible. He's constantly listening to everything, you know? Like, I've told him that, too.
Hutt, right before you came on, the Ravens released that they have re-upped with Derrick Henry for 2 years, $15 million. And it's not just that. It's the note at the end of it that this is the most anybody's ever invested in a running back who is Derrick Henry's age. But this is what the argument was throughout his tenure with the Titans. Derrick Henry is not like other running backs historically. So what did you think of that deal when you saw it?
Yeah, look, was it a two-year deal originally with Baltimore for 13, 12 or 13? Look, I mean, he's still playing at such a high level. It's hard to see him slowing down over 2 years to the point where he wouldn't still be a running back that would be top five. I would just put that out there at worst. And he's been for several years the most dominant back in the NFL over a span of seasons. He's the first NFL running back in the history of the league to have two different 1,900-yard seasons, and he's the reason why Baltimore continues to be a favorite in the AFC. He is motivated to win a Super Bowl. He wants to be a Hall of Fame back. He's a great leader. He possesses not just the size and the skill set. He has the intangibles that you want in a player at that spot too. I've always been impressed with him. There's no reason to doubt him, and I haven't. Baltimore, it takes them to another level with him and Lamar. And look at what Lamar did. Look at the numbers that Lamar put up last season with Derrick Henry pressing for a 2,000-yard season again in November. It was around Thanksgiving, and you had him and Saquon going for it. Things slowed down, but Lamar's throwing for 4,000 yards. It's remarkable.
Yeah, they've been able to just add another dimension to what they can do from an offensive standpoint, because that was a high-powered offense, you know, before Derrick got it there. Now it's become, I don't know if you can make it any better, but they found a way to do it, because now you got to pay attention to not only the quarterback, but arguably the best runner over the last 6 or 7 years that we've seen in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, so from 2017 going into the 2023 season, I just pulled this up from my notes from Titans Radio. 2017 to 2022, he led the league in three rushing categories: yards, touchdowns, and yards per game. He had 73 touchdowns over that span. He averaged 90 rushing yards per game, and now that he's 30 years old, you know, he hit that number, and the decline's coming. The question is when, but it's a 2-year deal that's front loaded. Look, he's worth the money he's getting right now. We know that.
Yeah, and I was talking with David before we came on with you, and I was saying, listen, he has an opportunity. I think the Ravens will keep him as long as he's an effective runner.
I
do believe that him leaving here was probably the best thing for his career and the best thing for, I think, the sport in general, because now we get to see him play a little bit longer and not have to be worn down as much. Willie mentioned this. Even though he ran the ball 325 times, it wasn't like a 280 times here in Nashville when everybody knew you were getting the ball, so everybody was keying on you. In Baltimore, they know you're going to get the ball, but they got to worry just as equally about the quarterback running. So you're not getting the stress of 325 that you got with the 275 here.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you the strength and the firepower of their offense. Mm-hmm. The window's open for them.
Yeah,
I mean that this is when they're supposed to be winning. Lamar's legacy is also going to be tied to Henry's. We're talking yards and production at his age. There among active running backs, there's not a running back in the league that's within 3,500 yards of him career. I mean, it's him, and then there's everyone else in terms of production. Oh, two back systems. The league has gone away from the running back and how the rosters are built right now. It's coming back based on what we saw last season, and we continue to see first-round picks at that spot. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it also shows you no one's going to catch him at Smith.
No.
No one.
No,
I mean,
it's too far out.
How many yards does Henry have? It's like 11,000 or something.
Yeah, and Emmitt's at 18.
Henry would have to have like – he'd have to play until he's 38 years old and have to have another 2,000-yard season to even come close to Emmitt Smith. Like, I'm not even trying to put it in the same breath. I'm giving props to Emmitt and how dominant with the 18,000-plus yards that he has on his career. Henry's leading all active rushers by 3,500 yards, mm-hmm. and he's not even close anywhere in the realm, in the atmosphere of Emmitt Smith.
Now, if he gets in, we discuss, if he gets inside of that top five, which he would knock then Adrian Peterson down, has an opportunity to catch Barry, but that may be a longer shot. But I think he does have an opportunity, a good opportunity to get inside of that top five. So he gets inside of the top five. He wins the Super Bowl.
Where is he now, Mace? Do you have that
list?
He's
like 19th.
He's 19th.
Yeah, but you know, it takes nothing but probably 500 yards to get him inside the top 12.
Yeah, there's a big bunch of running backs that are between Derrick Henry at 19 at 11,423 and Tony Dorsett, who is just over 1,000 yards ahead of him, 12,739. So that's all it would take.
Yeah.
You know, one really good year.
You're up there.
We'll blow him past Tony Dorsett. Then you're into Eric Dickerson, about 500 yards ahead. Jerome Bettis, LaDainian Tomlinson. And so there's a little bit of a leap when you get up to Barry Sanders at 15,269. But I can see 15,000 is very gettable, I think. Especially because, as we talked about, he's not taking the punishment week in and week out with Baltimore because of Lamar Jackson and the support system.
And what sets him up in his biography, when you're explaining how dominant he is, he's doing this. You know, those names are in a running back era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's in a completely different era, but he's the throwback he's the guy that would be in that era. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it in the passing league that is the NFL, in a quarterback league. Another good season he's catching. What's a bad season for Henry?
That 900 yards he got in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, 1,000 yards is something that
in 17 games, 1,000 yards is nothing.
Exactly, with the extra game. I'm thinking like 1,500 would, I mean, that he would consider that a bad year.
Well, when he went to Baltimore, I said he's going to get 1,500 yards is where I put the bottom, you know, the minimum for Derrick Henry. Because
healthy. Yeah, totally
agree. A healthy Derrick Henry, he's going to get you 1,500 yards the next couple of seasons.
Yep.
So, in theory, he can, you know, reach that threshold.
He's right there with that list that Willie mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So, if that does happen, I think he's a first ballot either way. I think the way he's run, he's a first ballot. Well, he's not a first ballot, but he's a shoe-in to make it. Now, if he wins the Super Bowl, I think he's a definite first ballot. But then, here's the question. Does he retire a Raven or a Titan if he wins the Super Bowl in Baltimore?
Oh, man. Boy.
That's a great question. It depends how long he's there. But look, the send-off that he had, his final game at Nissan Stadium and the speech he gave on the mic, I think he still leans back here in that moment. If he's retiring after that game, Mace.
Okay.
But give him the caveat. If he wins a Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Yes, if he wins that Super Bowl with the Ravens and he breaks that. If he gets in that top five wins the Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Mace.
Yes.
He would be in your situation.
Yeah.
How did you
handle it? My situation was different because I wanted to come back, and I guess, frankly, they didn't want me. Let's just put it that way because he gave me the bogus excuse, even though I had more yards than all their receivers the previous year. but he, you know, they didn't want. So I said, okay, I signed back with Baltimore. I think he signed with Baltimore and went to the Jets. But then once I retired, there was nobody that I knew, like, in the building. Nobody.
So you're everybody saying that was the gone. Titans didn't want you back.
Yeah, the Titans didn't want me back. Yeah.
I don't think the Titans really pursued Henry. I mean, they could have restructured him in 2023.
Mm-hmm. I do think that they could have done.
But I think the send-off for him was a little bit different.
Yeah, they kept saying that they were working on things. But, I mean, they gave him the microphone in his final game, and he spoke to the fans.
But I think they were closer to trading him than they were to re-signing him. Right?
I think
they thought the play was, this is the end of the era. We have to face the facts here. And so should we trade him rather than let him walk off into the sunset and get nothing for him?
And what we don't know is his mindset, too. I always viewed it through, do the Titans want Henry back? Did Henry want to come back to the situation if he's chasing a Super Bowl? Because he was. He wants to win a title.
Probably not. So Dave,
what the Titans were going back into, I don't think you stay in that situation.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I couldn't see him coming back. Under the circumstance that this organization was in, based upon their roster, he did all he could for this team, and now he had to pick up his suitcase and go somewhere else and try it all over again. And, you know, he seems to be headed down a better track right now than he would have been had he stayed here.
And that is one thing, Hutt, that I think is interesting.
To win a championship anyway.
Right, because deep down, we don't know if Derrick Henry would have – let's say they offered him the moon to stay. He could have. It's possible that he would have said, you know what? I love being a Titan, but let's face the facts. This era is over. I don't know where we're going from here. They just fired Braves.
Yep.
I'm more intrigued about going to somewhere like Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And that would have looked like he left the Titans at the altar instead of the way it played out.
I mean, he knew. Henry was one of the guys that knew that they weren't going to win another game when they fired Robinson in December. Hmm. They're 7-5. You know, like that totally killed the I guess it would be the mentality of that locker room, even though they had, you know, they're coming off the loss to Philly the way they did. And look, and that's really where we saw the turn. But going into the offseason, where they fire Vrabel, they're turning their offense around to a totally different scheme. Even though they had to rely on the run more than probably we expected last year, it's Callahan's coming in. It's not the same Titans offense we're used to. So, go to Baltimore and ball out with Lamar Jackson. I mean, you mentioned Hall of Fame. He's a 2,000-yard season away from first ballot.
Yeah.
He would be the first player in history to have two 2,000-yard seasons. But, I mean, a Super Bowl title. I mean, look, the case speaks for itself. Kaharski will be in that room presenting him. He's the first player in NFL history. He doesn't have two 2,000 yards. He has two different 1,900-yard seasons. Mm-hmm. And in this era, he's the back. It's him and Saquon that will be presented in that room at some point. And that's it for running backs in this era. So look at the names of the guys that he's passing and chasing, and then look at the names behind him and how far behind him they are in the current league.
The closest current guy is Ezekiel Elliott, right? As far as
I think
next
that's right.
To,
I mean, Barkley's really, really far behind him.
Yeah, because he was injured. You know, a few seasons there, but the next closest guy is Ezekiel Elliott. But so we were having that discussion. But then another one quickly. Travis Hunter. We've been discussing Travis Hunter, and listen, Jacksonville is they're shooting for the moon here, and I'm not sure if this is going to backfire or not. But I'm not sure if Travis. How do you feel about them pushing Travis and him wanting to play both sides and doing it every game?
I mean, I think we disagree, but we both acknowledge he's not going to play every snap both sides, right? I'm thrilled that we have a player doing this. If you draft him, you absolutely have to play him both ways. That would be my mentality. Mm-hmm. I love that Jacksonville jumped on this. Because if we're talking, you know, franchise type players, players that can turn around a team, this guy does that. Now, does he turn around Jacksonville's roster? We'll see. Do you play him more at corner or wide receiver? I think Jacksonville has to look at this going wide receiver because it's all about Trevor Lawrence, and you know they need help at both spots. They got the player that can help them. I tend to think, Mason, you can correct me, I would have him focus more on wide receiver and then let him go and play man, just go play one-on-one with a wide receiver in a two-minute type situation, or at a corner, I'm saying, or you know, late in a game, or in a big situation, big passing down situation, whatever it might be. That's what I would do early on. But, you know, many thought he was a better corner than wide receiver. The Titans did. The Titans admitted they had him. He was probably going to play corner here.
I think it would have been easier for him to start off at corner. And I do this. I believe this is the best course of action for him, and you can get the most out of him. You play him at corner, and then you have 15 plays, 20 plays off of him, and you may run all 20 of them. You may not, but you have a stack of plays for him that he can run. So because I think it's easier for him to learn his defense, but then have spot duty on offense than to try to do it, because your team may not be good enough to play man-to-man, you know? So you're going to have to help, you know, you're going to have his ability to be versatile. He may have to move from slot to outside corner. You may have to have him doing a lot of things, but get him entrenched in the defense and let him 15, 20 plays we got drawn up for you on offense. But he understands that offense, he gets paid more money. And he would rather be a receiver than a defensive back. He would rather play spot time on defense than on offense.
But Jacksonville, it's about Trevor Lawrence.
I believe they know what they have. I believe Brian Thomas is there. He's their number one guy. And if you can't flourish with Brian Thomas, then you may not be our guy. But I believe he can and will. I think Travis is an added dimension to what they're doing. But make no mistake, B. Thomas is the guy. So if that's the case, then I'm your own defense, but you're playing plays on offense as well.
So I see what you're saying. It may be easier for Jacksonville to maximize Brian Thomas by having Hunter play corner and then have him packages for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. And man, it was him or Jenty to me that that Jacksonville was going after. And if that's true, if you have the type of player that's worth moving up for or taking a top five pick, they're looking offense first. Mm-hmm. But if you don't make the deal they did, you don't trade a future first round pick for him unless you – I mean, they've already said it. They think they have a first round pick at both spots. Mm-hmm. But if he focuses on one, he becomes great at one. Yes. I love his mentality. You know, if no one mentions Deion Sanders when you bring up Travis Hunter. And that guy's more or less they treat him like family. Mm-hmm. But it's all about Shador. But Travis has the same type of connection to Deion, the same flash. He's got the Heisman Trophy. But I love his mentality and his grind. And he seems like a very cool dude. I mean, there was a random post from a lady that sat next to him on a flight.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. His ment, every the intangibles with him too. That's why I think he deserves a shot at this. And I don't think. And look, I'm no great athlete, Mace. Mm-hmm. I played in the wing tee offense in high school, and I was a wide receiver. in safety. I didn't play quarter. I played safety for a reason, but. I think as many snaps that he played week in and week out in college, I don't think he's going to hit a rookie wall because he was playing two games a week. I think the grind and the schedule, I think he can handle it late in the year. Do you agree?
Well, that is the question.
Yes.
We got to leave it here, Hutt, but we're going to keep talking about this as we move forward because I think there's a lot of different pathways this could take, some that are jackpot for the Jaguars and some that – could go the complete opposite
if it's
too much too soon and it proves too difficult to do.
Yeah.
We all can wonder, right? We all wondered what Shohei Ohtani would look like years ago when he came
over.
The mysterious, we'd never seen him play. He can pitch and he can hit. You know, that's taken a lot of different pathways. And so only time will tell. But Hutt, great stuff. And we'll talk to you again soon. We're all intrigued what happens in the next 24 hours, especially on our radio station.
No doubt. Hey, always a great conversation. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow, joins us every Wednesday here on the show, usually at noon, but we adjusted with our time slot. When we come back, we'll have more here on DVD. We'll get some of your reaction to the Derrick Henry topic that we put out there. A lot of you have weighed in on the text line at 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll read some of those texts in a moment. This is DVD, D-Mace, Adam, and Willie, presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Now, here is the other album that we referenced, the mid-80s. I think it was 86 both albums came out. Raisin' Hell, Run DMC, License to Ill, Beastie Boys. Sometimes easily confused because there is a UB Illin song by Run DMC. But this was a song that really got everybody going, right? The crossover with Aerosmith, that was like mind-blowing at the time, especially on MTV.
They played it all the
they
time.
They played it Goodness. All the time. All right. We're back here on DVD. We've got a lot of reaction here on our text line.
A whole bunch. Goodness.
615-737-1025. We're asking questions about Derrick Henry and his legacy, where he can go. Now that he's with the Ravens, how do you feel about it here in this town? And if you look ahead to things like Hall of Fame, if the Ravens won the Super Bowl, where is this all going? How much does he have left in the tank? And has your feeling changed a little bit in the last year? I will admit, I knew he would be effective. I thought it would be a little more as a role player. I did not think he had a 1,900-yard season in him. And now I've changed to, like, I think he can have two more, at least, very productive seasons. And then if he wants to sort of hang around for a couple of more years, he could really get up there into that high stratosphere of all-time rushing yards, just the volume, which I didn't think he could get into that a year or two ago. 615-737-1025. Mm-hmm. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Let's read a couple of the texts here. One person says, I want to go on the record right now. Henry breaks the all-time record as long as he doesn't have a freak injury. He will produce and he will play enough. Next 3 years alone, he's going to run for 5,000 yards or more. 3 years.
Listen, Derrick Henry, the only reason he missed half the season was because of the foot injury. He hasn't had any nagging hamstring injuries or knee injury or something that toe injury or something that would set him back or something that will get worse as he gets older. He hasn't had any of those injuries. Now, the foot injury was big. I get it. But he ended up coming back during the playoffs, and he had an okay game, even though I felt that they should have continued to they should have used the other back more you know, in that game because Derrick Henry was just coming back.
Yeah, that's a what if.
Yeah, that was like, man, do you – they should have used – I forgot the guy. What was his name? He ended up going to Carolina right after he left.
Deontay Foreman.
Right, yeah. Deontay Foreman. I think that's who it was.
Yeah, he was the guy that had the bulk, and then there was the other smaller back. That,
yeah, but that he took the bulk of the carries. Yeah. He was
Foreman was the guy that was really
the pounder. Yes. Yeah. So, but I mean, if you look at you know
Hillman was the other guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you look at what you know, Derrick Henry is able to do if he stays healthy because he hadn't had any major injuries outside of the foot injury, he is one of those guys that may be able to get into that top five without playing 15, 20 years. I think Derek's at year, 10 now, 11, somewhere around there. But I think he can get in that top five without having to play five more.
He's going into his 10th year.
Yeah, so he can get there without having to play five extra years. He can get inside that top five. So he has a lot of good football left in him. But I think he did. I mean, I think he did what was best for his career longevity, and that was. And I think the Titans understood too; they were not in a place to win, and he wanted to win. And he still had some very good years left in him. I think for the next 2 or 3 years, he's going to be a 1,500-yard rusher for the next 2 to 3 years. I think he will be.
Okay,
barring any injury.
You're with the last texter.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, Derrick Henry will rush for 1,500 yards or more. Each of the next 3 seasons.
We're talking about, too, his legacy for now both the Ravens and the Titans as we move forward here, how there's a little more history being made with the Ravens these days, and now you're kind of shifting in your mindset. And you shared your experience having gone from the Titans to the Ravens. And so that prompted this texter to say, nothing right about not bringing you back, D-Mace. Just another bad decision on the Titans' part.
Well, I think
so, too. A bitter man out there.
I think
so,
too. But no, they listen, Derrick Henry is seen differently than I was when it comes to this franchise, even a fan base. He's been a hell of a player, one of the greatest. And he will always, to me, be behind, you know, the three guys that I think fondly of. Steve, Eddie, and Frank, you know, and this is not up for debate, like argue it. It's just me. You know, I know other people got him number one or number two. I get it. Fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But when it comes to me, he's number four on that list. I don't think regardless of he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame. I know that.
Speaking of that,
always will stay number four for me.
Nevada Josh put this on the text line when we were talking about If he goes to the Hall of Fame, will the bust be for the Titans or the Ravens if he continues to pile up good seasons with the Ravens? Josh says, why couldn't Henry retire his jersey with both teams? I mean, if they can retire Shedeur Sanders' jersey in Colorado, you should be able to retire Henry on both teams, LOL. Well, you can retire the number for both teams. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
But when you go into the Hall of Fame, at least in baseball, you have a hat on, and you have to sort of have... You have to have the logo on your hat. Otherwise, you have just like a generic hat. That's not what a baseball hat looks like. So that's the big thing in baseball. I think for the bust,
you don't have to
have a helmet.
No,
right?
That does have to be a certain.
So I don't know if you necessarily have to go in as one or the other,
because they're going to list all the teams you were with anyway.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna. It's not gonna be he's going in as this player for this team. It's just He's going in, and they're going to say he finished his career here. And if he wins the Super Bowl in Baltimore, they're going to talk about more. They're going to talk more about that than they do his great years that he had with the Titans. Why? Because the Super Bowl sort of trumps all of that. But either way, man, Derek is seeing a lot different, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wins the Super Bowl in Baltimore that Baltimore puts him in their Ring of Honor, and the Titans for sure. Will put or are going to. It's just a matter of time. Yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if 22 doesn't get worn again anytime soon.
You
and
you
maybe
may
they
right
do
about
a,
that. Yeah.
A retirement.
Yeah.
Joseph is on our phones, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025. Joseph, welcome.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing? And Derek, hey, you were still one of my great players all time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I definitely do. I think, this is my opinion, I think the worst thing the Titans could have done was got rid of him. I'm glad he went somewhere else and he's moving on. But the thing of it is people, if they would have just kept him in and kept him here and built a better program around him, because the program now has just went downhill, in my opinion, is what's basically done. And now –
they just picked first, so it's definitely gone down.
So you're right about that one.
I think people share your opinion, Joseph.
Yes. It's went downhill. I love the Titans, man. It's always been my team and stuff. But I'm proud of Derek. I told people when the Titans got him, they got a gem, man.
So do you still root for him, Joseph, even though he's on the Ravens?
Yes, I do. I still pull for Derek Henry, even though he's on the Ravens. I still pull for Derek. I still have his stuff. And I hated it. The Titans got rid of him because it did make Will Levis look bad, because they weren't stacking 8 and 9 in the box anymore. And they got these new coaching staff in. I just think it destroyed that offense. Derek Henry was the king and is the king. And I think he's got 5 years left.
This call will be recorded.
Well, that
this call is no longer.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
but Joseph, thanks for the call. So he thinks that there's a lot left in the tank for Derrick Henry. Here's a couple more texts from our text line. Lenny says, two huge mistakes: getting rid of AJ Brown and letting Derrick Henry go. We're surrounded by idiots. I don't think there was a. I mean, I was here.
Yeah.
You were here.
Yeah.
We didn't have this wave of callers saying, "What are they doing?
Yeah.
Why didn't they bring back Derrick Henry?" At the time, it didn't seem like the worst decision.
No.
I think it
because of where this team was
where
headed.
The team was headed. They were changing the coaches. I don't think it was a shock to the system. Chuck weighs in and says, to me, Barry Sanders was the absolute very best running back all time, and I'm not a Detroit fan.
Hey, I agree with you. And I watched it up close and personal. I agree with you. Barry Sanders is the best running back ever to me. So, you know, he don't have the record, but he sure enough could have had it. If he hadn't retired after 10 years, and he was coming off a 1,500-yard year that year he retired, you know, so he still was in his prime. But, yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
I haven't cross-checked this text, but texter says the fact that Todd Gurley is third in rushing touchdowns since 2015 tells you it's not a rushing league anymore. This was in the discussion of Derrick Henry is a throwback.
Yes.
And like more of the old school way that teams used to use the running backs, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Tony Dorsett, Dickerson, those guys, there just aren't that he is the one lone guy who is used that way.
Yeah,
is able to do that way. Although it is important to note that it's been an easier workload with him in Baltimore. At least it was last year.
Yeah.
Because you can't cheat and stack the box against him.
Not at all.
All right, let's take our final break this hour. We'll come back to this. We've got a lot more people that want to weigh on Derrick Henry and where this is going. If you just joined us and you didn't see why we started this, Baltimore is re-upped with Derrick Henry. 2 more years, $15 million per year, the most ever allotted to a running back at his age, which is over 30 years old at this point. They think he's got a lot left. It could not have worked better for the Ravens last year other than winning the whole thing. But 1,921 yards at age 30, and it looks like he is not slowing down anytime soon. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about this. If you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025. And at 2 o'clock, we will talk Pete Rose and what baseball decided to do yesterday, the commissioner, and what all that means. Speaking of Hall of Fame and processes, what's going to happen to Pete Rose? We'd love to hear opinions on that. And Tyler Kepner from The Athletic is going to join us. Stay tuned. You're listening to DVD here on 102.5 The Game. We're back on 102.5 The Game. This is DVD, D-Mace, Adam, Willie, presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Adam Vingan will be back with us on Friday. We'll be back to our normal time slot. D-Mace and I have the 12-3 spot today and tomorrow. So we have another hour coming up, and we will talk Pete Rose and Commissioner Rob Manfred's decision to basically say anybody who has passed away and was on the permanently ineligible list is now eligible for the Hall of Fame. And it was definitely purpose. It was on purpose.
Is that just a new rule
It's a new rule he made up. And I think a lot of people were, a lot of people for years have said they're not going to let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame while he's alive. And it's some people really are offended by that. I can understand that.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah. And he died 7 months ago. And so now he is eligible. Now there's a process. Does this mean he's going to get in? I think probably, but we'll talk about the process because D-Mace knows a thing or two about processes of getting elected into a Hall of Fame, and the process is everything. And yes, there's a lot of different ways you can elect a Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. This is a unique one. We'll talk about it with baseball. And then there's also the matter of Shoeless Joe Jackson, who was also in the club of permanently ineligible but hands-down Hall of Fame credentials. So, an interesting story developing. By the way, I believe it is Pete Rose night tonight in Cincinnati, where his family is going to be there. I think they're going to honor him. I think that will be something to keep your eye on, especially if you're a Reds fan. But if you're a baseball fan, that's something to kind of take a look at. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're talking about a Hall of Fame of a different subject here with Derrick Henry looking like he's moving headlong into that direction, Hall of Fame in Canton. And his legacy, as he is now re-upped to a pretty lucrative contract based on his age especially and his position he plays. Mm-hmm. Most running backs do not get paid. We've had several tales of woe of running backs who even are around age 28, teams like, well, he's probably had his best days behind him. We're not paying you the big money anymore. And even Saquon Barkley, at this stage of his career, the Giants didn't do it. Famously, they didn't pay him. Let him go to the Eagles, and you saw what happened. So, that's an interesting part of this. But let's get back to our text line and talk more Derrick Henry here. Greg points this out, and this is kind of true. Mm-hmm. Derrick did not even play his first two seasons.
Yeah.
He did play, but he was sharing time with DeMarco Murray, right? That is a very interesting thing. Like Eddie George, this was the year before, I think you got there, D-Mace, a year or two, but immediately when he joined the Oilers at the time, he became the main man. Yeah, he was the number one threat on there. He got a bunch of carries and started racking up the yards. Derrick Henry, the first couple years, wasn't the main guy, which might be helping him now. You could say are prolonging his career on the back end, maybe. But a lot of times the best running backs are great right from the start, like Tony Dorsett. I can think of some other guys who day one, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders. I mean, they were ready to go day one and the main guy.
Yeah, they were. And Derrick Henry was sort of brought on slowly. We have another caller. Ron from Kingston Springs says, in my opinion, when Derrick Henry goes into the Hall of Fame, the highlight reel will say it all. Just saying, you're right, because and listen, he was here in Nashville for 8 years. So the highlight reel, we've all seen in the 99-yard stiff arm run, stiff arming, the guys from Baltimore, stiff arming the guys from Buffalo.
Josh Norman.
They made memes out of all of them. So when you start talking about like a career like Derrick Henry's, who at this point, he sort of surpassed the running back threshold in regards to years playing and being a starter and being productive like he is. I mean, the majority of it will come from Titans, his days here in Nashville, unless they win a Super Bowl.
If they win a Super Bowl. Now, that leads me right into this other text. Her Gene says, think about Jerome Bettis. Mm-hmm. What is he remembered as?
But he didn't go nowhere else. Bettis didn't go nowhere else.
Well, he started with the Rams, and he had some good years with the Rams. Now, I would say he played,
but that was
a larger portion of his time with
Pittsburgh,
the Steelers.
Yes,
so he's definitely remembered as a Steeler.
Yes,
we agree on that.
Oh, of course.
But his, when he was the young buck, right? He had some really good years with the Rams, but we don't remember those.
No, they don't. They don't show much of his.
And they didn't win. They didn't win much.
Yeah, they weren't winning a lot. He ended up coming to Pittsburgh. One of the Pittsburgh is a model franchise when you're talking about winning. And he goes to Pittsburgh, and not only You know, is he doing well? But he ends up winning a Super Bowl, albeit his last year. He had been to one prior to that. They lost to Dallas. Well, he was there that year. They lost to Dallas, right, in the Super Bowl? No, Bettis wasn't there that year. That was way
before
Bettis.
I think that was pre-Bettis.
That was pre-Bettis. Yeah. They end up going out, and I think they ended up losing to somebody one of his years that he was there prior to them winning it, if I'm not mistaken. But that's who, you know, that's who they look at him as, a Pittsburgh Steeler. Why? Because, more importantly, one, the organization, but then, two, he won a Super Bowl with that organization.
I had another texter say the Ravens messed up by not helping him, being aware of the fact that he could have got a huge milestone getting to 2,000, the only back to ever get 2,000 yards. David, you watch them every week. Did they have a chance to get him to 2,000? Did they just not make a huge effort to get him there?
I think he was close, but like it was like by 100-plus yards. He had to get like 100-plus yards to even – or no, 200 yards. He had to get 200 yards to even sniff 2,000, and it was just like – it was too much. It was the last game of the year, and like
– they needed him for the playoffs. They didn't want to, you know, run him into the ground, and I think Derrick Henry was okay with that. Not having all, because he ended up with what, 19?
Yeah, 19, 15 or something like that. Yeah. It was like, but like, yeah, he only needed, like Lamar needed like a few more yards for 1,000. And that's I think that's what happened was like, let's get Lamar to 1,000. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry is already at 19. It was already good.
Yeah, it was what, he was entering that game at 1,800, somewhere around
Yeah.
All right, we'll end on a lighter note here. Dylan on our text line, who texts often here. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. On the bust, what will Derrick Henry's hair look like? The braids he's got. You know, you're envisioning he's got one of the more unique. He said, do you just kind of let it flow? Or do you have the roll-up that you used to, remember you used to wear that almost looked like a rope hanging off? He'd have the tight braids, the beehive.
The beehive.
And I'm sure defenders were tempted to grab it because it wasn't against the rules at all, but... Will he go have the beehive on the bust?
He got to have a beehive.
That would be a unique looking bust, right?
He has to have the beehive, yes.
Got to go with the beehive.
Can't go in the hall without the beehive.
All right. When we come back, we are going to have the final hour of the show. Tyler Kepton is going to join us down the stretch, and we will talk about what to do now about Pete Rose. And if you're a baseball fan, if you're a sports fan, if you go back a ways, you definitely probably have. Not definitely, probably. You definitely have an opinion on Pete Rose, especially with the documentary that came out that really got into all the details of what has happened with Pete Rose throughout his career. He's now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Should he be in? Should he be in your opinion? Is it a no-brainer now? Or do you still have reservations? 615-737-1025. Final hour of the show coming up here on DVD.